Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Mary from Dasha AI, nice to connect. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You're known for your advanced voice AI platform that makes conversations feel natural and engaging. I'd love to hear more about what you offer and how you help companies like Vector Solutions. What's new with your services? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads. Automation, that sounds human. That's a game changer. How exactly does Dasha AI tackle these challenges? Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads. Great question. Well, reaching the right prospects efficiently means using AI to identify and connect with people who are genuinely interested in your product or service. No more wasted time on cold leads. Then, keeping the conversation engaging means the AI talks naturally, understands responses, and adapts in real time, just like a human would. This way, prospects feel heard and valued, which boosts conversion rates. Pretty neat, huh? Would you like me to share how easy it is to integrate Dasha AI into your existing systems? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Ah, I love that forward-thinking question. Imagine a year from now, your lead generation is running smoothly on autopilot, with Dasha AI handling thousands of natural personalized conversations every day. Your sales team is freed up to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Revenue is climbing steadily because you're connecting with the right prospects at the right time every time. Plus, you've got detailed insights to keep improving. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part of that future excites you the most? What do you mean by your sales team being freed up to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads? Why is that important to you? Great point to dig into. What I mean is that Dasha AI takes over the time-consuming task of initial outreach and qualifying leads, basically the busy work of finding and warming up prospects. That way, your sales team can spend their energy on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. It's important because it boosts productivity and morale and ultimately drives more revenue. Plus, it helps your team focus on high-value activities instead of repetitive calls. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from? Tell me more about your sales team focusing on high-value activities instead of repetitive calls. Absolutely. When your sales team isn't bogged down by repetitive calls, they can dedicate more time to strategic tasks like personalized follow-ups, negotiating deals, and building strong client relationships. These high-value activities require human intuition and creativity, things AI can't fully replicate yet. By automating the routine outreach, Dasha AI helps your team work smarter, not harder, which often leads to better results and happier salespeople. How does your current sales process handle these repetitive tasks? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back to today, great move. Many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited time for personalized outreach, inconsistent lead follow-up, and difficulty scaling their sales efforts without ballooning costs. Sometimes it's also about not having enough data insights to fine-tune their approach. Does any of that sound familiar in your current setup? What's the biggest hurdle you're facing right now? What are all the ways limited time for personalized outreach, inconsistent lead follow-up, and difficulty scaling your sales efforts without ballooning costs are affecting the business right now? Ah, that's a crucial question. Limited time for personalized outreach means potential leads might slip through the cracks because there's just not enough bandwidth to connect meaningfully with everyone. Inconsistent follow-up can frustrate prospects and lower conversion rates. And scaling sales without driving up costs? That's a tough balancing act. If you hire more reps, expenses rise. If you don't, growth stalls. Altogether, these issues can slow revenue growth and hurt your competitive edge. Does that resonate with what you're experiencing? Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues slowing revenue growth and hurting your competitive edge are impacting your day-to-day operations? Absolutely. Let's dive deeper. When revenue growth slows, it can limit your ability to invest in new opportunities, hire talent, or improve products. day to day, that might mean tighter budgets, more pressure on your sales team, and a constant scramble to hit targets. Losing competitive edge means competitors might scoop up your best prospects or innovate faster, making it harder for you to stand out. It can create a stressful environment where teams feel stretched thin and reactive instead of proactive. How does that sound compared to your daily experience?